Burt's Finney, and Claudia is in for Nikki. I wanted to bring this up because Claudia and Kim both are moms and both like indulging in a glass of wine or two sometimes, right?
Sometimes. Often.
Kim?
Yeah, sometimes. Let's use the word sometimes.
All right. Well, there's been discussions lately about the openness about putting that on social media and being very casual about it. Like, hey, you know, just having my glass of wine.
Mommy's a little helper.
That's a type of wine?
It is a type of wine, but it's also, we refer to wine as mommy's little helper just because it does tend to take off the edge. Yeah. And I always say to people, like, before I had kids, I would drink like maybe one glass of wine on the weekend.
Yeah.
Then I had the first child. Then I went maybe to like a bottle in a week. And now that I have two kids, I think I stopped counting. Like,
but
you know what I mean?
Yeah, now there's conversations about this, about maybe we should approach this differently. Maybe mothers shouldn't be so like transparent and say, okay, well, I'm drinking this much wine, and people look at it kind of well,
because the thing is, once you post it on social media, it almost normalizes it. Like, yeah. Oh, everybody's doing it, so it's okay. All moms are drinking their glass of wine. Everybody's sort of making fun about it. But is there like a serious underlying society problem? You know what I mean? Like, why are we drinking so much wine? Why do we need, like, do we feel that we need that glass of wine to take off the edge?
Yeah, when you start calling it mommy juice, it might be a problem.
It might be a problem. Yes. Yeah. Well,
but does it work for you guys? Does it take off the edge?
Absolutely. I find that when I get home, I don't drink every day, by the way. Just letting you know.
Understand.
But I feel that, you know, especially like when the kids are in bed, and Jason and I sit and we go outside and we have a glass of wine. It's sort of that time to really enjoy each other's company. It's the time that we stop doing everything else. Like, I'm not going to do my laundry and have a glass of wine. And I'm not going to be doing dishes and having my glass of wine. Mm. I'm going to sit and enjoy my glass of wine. You know what I mean? So it's that pause, I think, that we all need. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Actually, Jada Pinkett Smith just talked about this on her new show, about how there were times in her life when she was going for that third bottle.
Third bottle.
Right. Yeah. Third bottle.
Wow.
So I think it's something we should, you know, pay attention to. And it shouldn't be so casual, like, oh, I'm on my fifth glass of wine, right? Yeah. Especially if you have kids in your house.
Because, I mean, we could have that same discussion in 10 years about pot, right?
Yeah,
is
that's
it gonna
true.
Is it going to be the same thing for parents? Like, dads are going to be like daddy's little helper, and here
that's
we are.
True.
So we have to be careful.
Should we stock up on the wine now that we're having a kid? Should I get some?
but we have like the
we have like the real Italian wine for my father-in-law. Like,
yes,
the real good
stock
stuff.
Up. You're going to need it.
It's okay, but we won't drink it too much. Just from time to time.
Exactly.